A spring semester that was unlike any other in American higher education history just ended here at Ball State, with final grade submissions at 4 p.m. Wednesday. In mid-March, Ball State shifted from in-person to all online instruction because of the coronavirus pandemic. Commencement exercises that would have graced campus last Saturday were postponed to at least July or possibly October for reasons of public health and safety. Next Monday, classes begin for the summer term, all online. Still, the specter of fall semester dominates the thoughts of the university community. President Jeff Merns announced this week the university would slowly come back to a new normal life in the coming weeks. President Merns joins us again by phone for our weekly campus update as we record this on Thursday night for Friday morning broadcast. President Merns, welcome back again.
Thank you, Stan, and good evening.
Would you briefly review what you know now as to how Ball State will be put back into gear when we start that transition by way of the trust organization, the Task Force on Recovery and the University's Strategic Transition?
We have two groups that are working in concert and in parallel with one another. One is an academic planning group led by the provost and faculty and other academic administrators. They're actually whittling down a large list of scenarios down to a smaller group, maybe four or five scenarios about how the academic enterprise might unfold in the fall. And then there's the trust group working on all other aspects of planning for campus operations and campus activities, of course, with the appropriate precautions and protections that are required.
Well, Indiana has the country's 11th highest per capita coronavirus death rate, according to the Associated Press. Testing is what countless health officials across the country say is one of humanity's best tools in the fight against COVID-19. Now, will Ball State be testing students, staff, and faculty for the virus when they return to campus for fall semester? What would that look like, and when would that return be?
Well, we are working actively to ensure that we have adequate testing capacity for faculty, staff, and students when we make the transition back to more robust campus activities. But that won't be the only part of our precautions. As you suggest, it's an important part, but we'll have to ensure that there's appropriate physical distancing, that we have the appropriate limits on the size of events or programs, or even the number of students who might be in a particular classroom at any time. And then, of course, depending upon the results of that testing, we need to be prepared to do contact tracing and quarantining students or others, and again, regularly cleaning and sanitizing our facility. And we're also evaluating how much protective equipment that we need to have on hand.
Will Ball State be able to get enough PPE devices for the transition?
We will only bring the numbers of people onto campus commensurate with the amount of equipment that we have. And so that evaluation process and acquiring that equipment is underway now.
Do you know what classes would resume? What sorts of things, what are the criteria for the classes that would require a physical presence at the start of the fall term?
Those are the classes and the evaluations and the recommendations that are being developed right now by the academic planning group. They're also will be providing recommendations to faculty and administrators about how to design courses that can flexibly move back and forth from one modality or format to the other. And we'll also be preparing to evaluate what courses may not be able to necessarily be offered in the fall, but that we can offer with greater certainty in the spring semester.
And you've said that some cutbacks of programs and personnel might be possible if Ball State's cash flow is reduced from the state or from fewer students returning and paying tuition. It's the same thing that campuses all across the nation and beyond are having to face. Where do we stand right now?
Presently, all of the vice presidents are developing expense reduction plans based upon different revenue projections. We don't know yet whether we will need those expense reductions, but of course, we want to be prepared for those outcomes if they occur. So it's really too early to speculate about the extent, if any, of the budget reductions and what services or personnel would be affected by those decisions, even if we had to make those expense reductions.
That's not known as of this date.
That's correct. We have a board meeting scheduled for Friday, June 19th, and that is the time that we'll present our proposed budget to the Board of Trustees for their consideration and approval. And so we're doing this scenario planning at this time in preparation for that board meeting.
Well, as we do each week when we wrap up, we feature an example of encouragement from the Ball State campus amid the pandemic. What do you have for us this week?
Well, I was inspired when I heard the story about a teacher at MCS. She's a teacher at Westview Elementary School. Her name is Shelby Pavelka. And Shelby teaches in the extraordinary dual language immersion program at Westview. And she was missing the interaction with her students. So she and her spouse were able to make a plastic barrier on the front door of their home. It was made up of 12 reusable plastic bags. And so through this plastic, Shelby was able to give a hug to her students, and they were able to give a hug to her. So they stopped by her home this week. It shows how much our teachers in MCS truly care about the welfare of the students, and in turn, how much the students and their families care for and respect and have great affection for our teachers.
And I understand there actually was an unofficial commencement exercise on campus?
Late Saturday afternoon, Jennifer and I were walking our dog, Katie, with our twins, Molly and Jeffrey. We were walking through the quad, and I saw a couple of young adults sitting in chairs appropriately spaced in front of the Fine Arts Terrace, and there were two other young adults wearing Ball State commencement caps and gowns. And then there was another young man. He was up on the Fine Arts Terrace, and he had a handheld bullhorn. And as I approached them, I heard him say, "Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our Ball State commencement." And I realized they were doing their own commencement ceremony. So as I approached them, I said to one of the young men who was sitting in the chair, I said, "Excuse me, that's my job." And he looked at me and he said, "That's your job?" And I said, "Yes, that's my job." And then he recognized me the second time around. And we laughed, and we then took a couple photographs together, again, appropriately spaced with social distancing. Mm-hmm. But as I said, our students reacted, and our graduating students, they showed courage and grit and creativity, and they also showed that they had a wonderful, good sense of humor. So I congratulate them in particular, and I congratulate all of our graduating students.
Well, thank you for those stories, and thank you very much for stopping by once again this week. Always a pleasure.
You're welcome, Stan. Thank you.
President Jeff Mearns of Ball State. Cooler today in the IPR forecast with a high in the upper 40s, but for tonight, a low in the upper 20s with a freeze warning. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollings.